No, I'm a sort of maverick. He looks into these things.
You're a maverick.
That's okay.
This is soft enough, right? This is long.
Oh, that's...
This is sort of a container as we want, basically. You want some, I didn't bring you a glass of wine because you don't want to drink anything.
No, you don't have to drink, you know that.
Steve, you're English too, are you?
Yes. Good. I went on holiday for 3 weeks visiting some relatives of mine.
Oh, right, in Perth?
Yes, North Perth.
Joondalup. You mean Joondalup. North of Perth, or you mean...
No, North of Arriva. In Joondalup.
Oh, that is really North Perth.
Most of the British are there.
That's what we got. Okay. Right. So we're at 17 Sigma Crescent. Right. Here we have Eleni Papadopoulos Eliopoulos.
Oh, very glad.
We'll end up at F Turn with Francis. Is Belinda an obscure Australian name? Belinda, the full name, you just found. Hey, I was going to ask, first of all, how come you're in the Department of Medical Physics? How come critics of AIDS are in? Is it the only department you could kind of flourish in?
No, I'm a physicist, so I work there.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Before AIDS came to be. I was working there, so then I am continuing to be there.
Yeah, I mean, by medical physics, I understand things like the way air diffuses, you know, models of pumping of blood, that kind of stuff.
No, we're not doing... physicists do all kinds of things. I'm working more now in biophysics, shall I say, than physics. That's why I'm calling sometimes myself biophysics. My degree is in nuclear physics. I'm never...
Nuclear physics?
Nuclear physics.
Do you have anything to do with what they now call magnetic resonance imaging?
If we have.
Well, I wondered if you did. That was an application of physics to biology.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, many of our physicists work on, from our department. We have a large department of 80 people.
80?
50. And some of them, we do all kinds of things, including looking after and commissioning. We're not running the machines, the doctors, the radiologists are doing it, but we are involved in commissioning, checking time to time.
Do you electron microscopy as well?
Not me. No, one of our, or the members of the group, that's electron microscopy.
But the same group, the medical physics department?
No, he's professor of pathology. When I mean by the group, I mean the third group. The HIV, they are the HIV test group.
Oh, so it's not just you, there's a whole batch from different departments?
Oh, yes, we are enlarging. And definitely we're not doing any
more. Go through some of the personalities that have got involved in all this. In a sense, you're kind of wasting your life, aren't you? I mean, you're attacking all this rubbish. And it's an awful waste of time. Do you regret that?
I always say that. Yes?
Sorry. Well, I mean, you see what I mean? It's like attacking some error.
Well, it's the same.
Well.
Well, the fact is, it's not a waste of time from the point of view if you think that so many people are dying and suffering. And if you can save them, then what better way to spend your life?
Do you agree that it was Lauritsen was the kind of originator, the instigator?
John Lauritsen. No, John Lauritsen. I mean, it's a pity that John Lauritsen is not given as much credit as he deserves. John Lauritsen, I think before John, was Michael Callan, and his partner. They were really the first to question. But John wrote more after on...
What basis did Callan...
On the drugs, sorry.
What was Callan's basis for challenging it?
Well, Callan was saying that there are so many... He had so many diseases and so many drugs that he cannot see why there is a need for a virus. For him to be sick, to have AIDS.
And Lauritsen was... But Lauritsen was the first to do systematic work.
John was the first one to work on AIDS.
Yeah, and on the was it the Concord experiment?
On the drugs, he did a very good work, very good. Yeah. Unfortunately, he was not given credit.
As I understand it, he was basically a market researcher, was a sort of statistician.
Yes, very good, very, very good, excellent.
Yeah.
He's still around. Still.
He's moved out, and he's moved away from New York to.
Well, we're keeping in touch for them. John is good. Very good man, very good. I have a copy too. We will have him cook. He's good.
You have a spare copy?
Sorry?
You don't have a spare copy, do you?
No. Yeah, it's a pity really that John, but he had some medical problems, some political problems maybe, we don't know exactly what happened, but it's a pity that he's not as active as he used to be.
I imagine he got disillusioned with that.
We don't know.
How about Hiram Caton? Do you know about him? Is he only...
Does he still,
he wrote his book?
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, his book is kind of populist, isn't it? That's why I do it. Is it still in print?
Yes, I gave it one and I've never seen it back.
Do you know anything much about Michael Verney Elliott in London? I don't know. The son of Kenneth, Alex Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I think so. Yeah, well, he did. Well, Michael was he's got severe emphysema or something.
It's not
a
big.
Alex
is big. Alex is bigger than Michael. No, Michael is not big.
No, he's quite small.
No, I know Michael.
Okay, I just wonder how much impact he's made, because he, for example... Well, I mean, what he does is he gets Alex to go and do the leg work. That's right, he gets Alex just to go to the various science libraries, which are very kind of close by, really.
Well,
it's
not
good
stuff.
Okay, he'll be very helpful. Alex has been very helpful to us. We must admit that Michael has been very helpful initially, but now he doesn't like it very much, just to be honest.
I mean, he concluded that, for example, retroviruses probably don't exist.
No, he did not conclude that. No. To the contrary, he believes that HIV exists. And he is... That was Bergen, shall we say. He's very much a... Well, he calls Peter his guru. So he...
Continuum. I checked last night, but Continuum, it seems their website seems to have vanished, which is a shame. They had all their copies of their magazine on
internet. Yes. The person who took over, who Jesus lived now, so...
Yeah, he was, he died.
He was the fourth. He did a lot of work.
The fourth editor?
Sorry?
Did you say the fourth?
No, I said he did a lot of work. He was fourth.
Oh, the fourth, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jody Wells started the continuum.
And it folded a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I never understand how it kept going. They had quite an office.
No, I know. Professor Hasek.
He,
some other, but really I think the main contributor was Professor
Hasek.
Hasek? Yes.
H-A-S-S-E-C-K. He died,
yes.
What was he professor of?
He was responsible with the blood transfusion in Switzerland. The blood transfusion center in Switzerland. In fact, internationally, he did.
Was he rich?
Authority, big authority. We don't know if he was rich, but we know that he was very dedicated.
That's good. I had no idea. I just couldn't understand really, because the advertising was.
Well, everything was very luxurious. You know, the actual printing.
Do you know why, as far as I can understand, as far as I can find it, the website with all the back numbers on doesn't exist anymore?
Maybe because
Michael
is not running, I don't know.
Yeah. Not that expensive. For once you've got the thing up.
Well, that's
which one is that? Which is it's not virus,
isn't
it? I didn't know you had one. I think virus myth is very, it's very badly designed, but it's very difficult to find around. I don't think it could be as bad. There's
no, actually, ours is good. It just has a list of things, or not bad pictures, nothing fancy. What you see is what you get.
What is it? What's the?
Your perfectgood.com.
Subject matter is kind of jumbled up.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I guess it's just because I don't have this to know what I'm looking for. Probably doesn't have a shoestring.
Neville told me that he gets more inquiries via my website than via the virus. And it's only a small proportion of my website to do these.
What is
your website? It's called raywest.org. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. Get on that. The thing that convinced me was Brian Ellison's book in, I think it was 1995, the one with Duisberg that was squashed. I don't know if it's available now, but I thought it was really. I've got a photocopy of the whole thing. I thought that was.
Yeah,
is that a Catholic one?
Yeah.
Thank you. there's such a thing as a Vatican science council? Mm-hmm. It's not in Latin. There was a similar thing 5 or 6 years ago from the, there was a kind of official reply from some outfit. It was the CDC, which is also lightweight. No links right now.
No. The CDC knows, everybody knows that. They just ignore it.
I'm surprised really you're still, I mean, your whole work is not done, it's not through their use, is it? You can survive because you've got other things.
Oh yes, but when I said about the CDC, I don't mean that they know us, you know, I mean that they know about our work, but they ignore it.
Mm.
And every time that there is a criticism, or somebody asks questions, they say they can't be rebutted, but what they mean is Peter. We never, ever, anyone addressed our...
Who is head of the CDC at the moment?
Helen is not anymore there. Helen
well,
is now with...
You can still reach her and say that it's over inside of Bush.
Maybe you can, but she is now with Bill Gates.
Well, she spent a lot of time.
Well, she was. She was the director of the AIDS.
She was also the president of South Africa. She...
She didn't reply. She sent us to other people who did not reply.
She replied.
I've seen.
I
looked at your stuff.
No, they are not hopeless. They we will do have a way to answer. You'll find all kind. You know, you have to do that kind of thing. You can't do.
Very good. Actually, what happened is excellent.
What's your view on Duisberg? Is it still true that he was in control, in charge of the annual picnic or something? I think it was demoted in
the university.
That's a long time ago.
We don't know.
Let's go into all this concept. If you're criticizing something like this, you've got a problem of how to go about it. And there's a problem that, like, if you don't accept some fundamental thing like the existence of HIV, it's another problem that if you're attacking all these papers, get sucked into lots of very technical stuff, which in a sense is a complete waste of time. Do you know what I mean? There's several levels of
waste of time, the technical?
The thing is, it depends on your point of view. If you're taking the thing to bits, mm-hmm. you have to go into it in great detail.
Yeah.
If you've got evidence that the thing is nonsensical in the first place, then it's, in a sense, it's a waste of time to go into the very heavy technical stuff.
But if you don't go to the very technical stuff, if you don't go there...
Suppose you've got one piece of evidence that shows conclusively that HIV is a phony, and all the rest of it is redundant, isn't it?
We agree. I mean, somebody, you know, again, they will say he corresponded. We have written... We have written there to the author of one of the papers, the only one who has published pictures.
The only one?
The best. It was in 1997. There are two papers, the first two papers who came out with pictures of purified, isolated to HIV, 1997.
Yes, I saw those two on the website.
Sorry?
I think I saw scans and versions.
And we corresponded a lot with him in for a long period. And at one stage he asked us, do we have any more evidence or something that HIV is not because of AIDS? To which we answered, we why do we need more evidence when we have your paper? No, we answered, because that is a group effort, you know, it's a whole group. You know, we answered, why do we need any more when we have yours? We don't need nothing else.
It's the right answer to your other question.
But we, you know, when you...
What Brian's getting at is that they really start with a difficult answer, you take, and you do it. The problem is that you have to start there, because everything, if you start at the other end, it could all be true. And it could all be true.
Is that the question?
Yes, I know what you mean.
The question I've got really is what it is that makes people convinced. You know? And I personally found, well, in this particular, there are lots of different issues where the same pattern applies in my view, but you're immersed in this, you may not be aware of it, you may be interested. I'm just interested in this, but just when I'm interested in this question, what it is that makes things convincing. I found Duesberg and Ellison's book, or the book attributed, but Ellison wrote it, and it was, you know, Duesberg's ideas which Ellison wrote. I found that completely convincing, although I'm not quite exactly sure why.
Oh,
no,
not convincing at all.
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, because we can destroy Peterson's argument.
Duesberg's argument?
Yeah.
Well,
Peter, sorry.
Well, I mean, Ellison's book is... I thought it was convincing for several reasons. First of all, there's the historical stuff. Is it similar?
Oh, yes, exactly. That is good. That is everything. We're not saying that the book is not good. It's very well written. There are good arguments there. There are very good arguments. But you can't find answers to all the arguments, if you want to. Like Peter said.
In fact, Peter's whole crusade illustrates the utility of trying to do this whole paradigm without doing HIV. Because it could be done without doing HIV. He hasn't. But that's the whole point. That's why we're at the other end.
I can't remember what his stand point is. Does he think HIV exists, but yes. There isn't, but that doesn't cause AIDS?
Yes.
Yeah.
Peter's thing is a harmless virus.
Which is a... indicator of something else that actually causes AIDS.
Oh, right.
And what's one of the essential problems is that if you have a positive antibody test, there is a relationship between a positive antibody test and getting sick and dying with a disease called AIDS. That's true. What is incredibly important is that relationship with an individual patient. We say there is no proof. That's the difference. That's the guts.
Is that privilege?
No, it might be. It could be. And the data is consistent with the environment, but it is not true. Just instead of the Martians, and all this improving, say nothing. That's where we fall apart. That's why this whole isolation business is so important. That's why the presidential panel meetings, we pushed. Anyway,
we just always promised
to do
these things. Presidential, you're talking about? The
African. Mm-hmm. That's what we struggled the last day.
You see, Peter gives the virus, Peter gives the antibodies.
Well,
he said the antibodies prove HIV infection. He said that the virus is transmissible. Once you give this...
He does say that. I'm surprised.
Yes. Once you say that,
he does.
Then you are in very, very hard terrain. To be able to convince anyone otherwise. Very hard. Because if Peter's main argument, for example, is that very few cells are infected with HIV,
don't have to say.
So it cannot be, all right? Yes. So in their very few cells, they gave him straight away an answer. Because initially, Gao was saying, the cells are infected, and HIV is like a trap. Mm. Came to them, and the virus burst on the surface, and all the cells died. Now, when they see that there are very few cells infected, they say, oh no, the virus does not kill, HIV does not kill the T4 cells directly. It kills them indirectly. So, and that is possible.
I remember one of the things that Duisberg said was, he gave a comparison of the languages people speak with virology. He said, you know, in America, everybody speaks English rather than Chinese because that's the way it is. And similarly, if you're a virologist, you look for viruses as part of your...
Well, that's what Peter did.
Yeah.
And that's what Peter is doing.
I'm surprised he was so... I thought he was more skeptical than that.
And we're not. I mean, we are totally... If we're going to contribute with anything, I think that is the reason that we are outsiders.
And we're moving
remote. Yeah.
That's very important, isn't it?
Okay. Well, it never seems so at the beginning, but it's obviously one of the reasons that I can do so much of this is because I have a permissive wife. My wife makes it possible for me to do this. She reminds me of herself. I mean, it's absolutely true.
I don't tell you
what well, my wife goes to work, which means I don't have to work as much. I can spend 3 days a week working on her, which I do for nothing. Not always 3 days a week, but I worked it out once. The opportunity cost me this to me.
Well, I think it adds up, because there are now it's when we work a lot, so...
A reasonably trained professional position, I can make a lot more money out of the flavor of my body.
What is your actual... Is she on your side?
No, my wife is. Everything they're making is
the same thing happened with...
Well, unfortunately, Peter, he had a lot of problems, and we really sympathize with him. Mm-hmm.
Well,
because his job, his bread depends on it. So, he had a lot of problems. So far, I mean, we can't have problems, because we are free freelance, shall we say.
You must be in touch with current teaching, both medical and sort of academic biology teaching, and academic stuff and in stuff in hospitals.
Yes.
I presume that all the intake, without exception, is trained in HIV AIDS.
Absolutely. And I can
help
talk to my colleagues. It doesn't make any difference. In fact, that's when the doctors, clinicians, doctors practicing medicine with patients like a biologist.
Clinicians, right? Even as opposed to surgeons, physicians?
No, clinicians, when anyone is actually dealing directly with patients, as distinct from people who work with biologists, even when they're medical, they don't have time to check it out. It's just they accept the HIV period AIDS because it emanates from people who are highly well regarded.
Right.
You've got to do that.
I understand. I mean, it's exactly like nurses.
Yeah.
You've got a history of them.
So they accept them.
Highly regarded institution, highly regarded individual.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary how a small number of people can control beliefs of a huge number.
It's the story of the world, isn't it? It's a
big chance of it.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, because there's so much to know, and so there's no way you can check on all that. But on the other hand, if my colleagues thought there was something wrong, they can't take me up for some direction. They really would stick
there. I think so.
Yeah, yes.
Despite the fact they've done all of them.
They might say it's very odd. I would say, the Greeks have a discipline, right? And we'd go, oh, it does. You know what? If they would change over, there'd be no resistance to the
Clinician. No, the clinician in general, but the clinicians which look after a patient. No, they are minorities, but I'm saying they won't change overnight. You won't be able to change.
They'll be irrelevant. No. They'll be totally irrelevant.
But the rest of the physicians are not interested in
it. Well, but the rest of the physicians are the people who order the tests. The people who order most tests for HIV in Australia after the AIDS specialists, the emergency physicians. It's like the people who come to the emergency department and they're getting really stuck in hospitals and they go down to the emergency department. They're the guys that carry kits of antiretrovirals for linguistic injuries. And that's how it is.
What's going to happen if they suddenly change their view regarding this as being a nonsense imposed on them?
Nothing
serious will happen.
I have personally.
So you're talking about patients. Are you talking about patients to take action? Yeah, sorry, I thought you were talking about the clinicians themselves.
No, the clinicians take action. They might have a journal saying something like very things. But in fact, the patients are suing for all their positions.
I think there have been some cases like that in America. Certainly there have been some.
Yeah, but they're all based on mistaken tests. So the test is positive, negative. Nothing challenging on the tests to prove infection in anybody.
I just want to ask if you've got any views on things like BSE and foot and mouth and that kind of stuff. And flu.
I don't know.
Have you been involved with your system?
It's alright,
myself.
Good. No, I don't like to talk about things unless I study
right.
In detail.
What did you get asked?
Well, I was just asking about other things which biological things like BSE. Put them out there, flu,
Japanese. I tell people. It would not surprise me if there are other problems, but I don't know about
definitely.
None of this one will.
But you can't talk about things unless you have all the data, and I mean a lot of data, to be 100% sure. People understand and you are not wrong.
Well,
people start talking, otherwise
it's
better to talk.
There's another similar thing, the idea that polio was caused by pollution in waterborne pollution of pesticides, that kind of stuff. I just want to... Okay,
what we realise is if you want to know this,
look at the original.
You never read the books?
Go to the sources.
You don't know about other books.
Usually you ignore the textbooks and you go to the sources.
And when you read the papers, you read the small print. Very much the small print. It gives more importance to the small print than to the...
What about when they're unreadable or badly written?
You still read them.
Yeah. There's always, do you not think there are problems with interpretation? They're really badly written, whether deliberately.
Well, some papers are just hopeless, they're deliberately very hopeless. Some are very cotton-y. But there's good papers, good expression.
When they tell you that, you know, we purify the virus.
They give the details of how they do this.
Yes.
And
Yes, but they don't give you proof of the purification. They give you the method, they say that they've done it, and they tell you we found, we purified, but they don't give you the proof.
Yes.
And then Montagnier, you know.
Why have they missed it out? Is that deliberate deception, or just kind of habit?
Oh, with Montagnier, we don't, oh, let you interpret it, but you know, forget it, what we say. Montagnier, in 1983, said that he purified HIV. He calls a mass which obtained by a certain method as being purified HIV. Mm. And then in 1997, when he's repeatedly asked by a very smart and existing journalist why he didn't give any proof of that, he says, because in that material we couldn't find anything which looked like HIV, and yet he called it purified. And then when the journalist repeated the question, he said, I repeat, we did not purify. This is his word. Not theirs, not mine.
Is that cool? That's done by centrifugation, is it?
Yes. You see, now how can you interpret it?
Yeah, I agree.
It's up to you.
There are problems with centrifugation.
Are there no problems? They are, you know, you say that you have something.
Well, it's a problem knowing what you've got, yes.
And there, after so many years, you said, we say that we have purified it, we say that we have there purified territory, but actually we didn't have anything there which looked like a retrovirus.
I think that's a problem with centrifugation. Being isolated was believed to be a sample.
No, I'm not saying this. No. It's not a problem with centrifugation. If he didn't say we had a problem with centrifugation, you use a method and you say, here it is, I obtain this in a purified form. Mm. With this method.
Right.
And after so many years, you tell me that you didn't have there anything which looked like a retrovirus.
I think
tell me what it is.
I think what I'm saying is, if you, there's a problem with centrifugation, has problems which are not generally recognized.
This method, when he said he did this, he used this method, he didn't say there was a problem with centrifugation. He said, I have produced for you purified HIV.
Yeah,
here it is.
Okay. In other words, he'd gone through his sequence.
Whatever he's done.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm happy, this is it. I wrote it. He published it in Science. The question he was asked was, why didn't he ever publish an electron microscope picture of this stuff? Because that's what they all used to do. That's what they insisted. Yeah, and he never did publish it.
But we are and that's where really the question was.
14 years later he was asked, why didn't you ever publish a picture of this purified virus? And he said, they took lots of pictures, but they never could find any particles in their purified HIV that looked like retrovirus.
Did he give a sample of this stuff to anybody else to look at?
God only knows what he did, but he is the man who discovered it, and this is what he
look,
said.
Look, I come like a scientist, and no matter what method I'm using, you know, or you come, and I don't care what method you're using. You tell me here, I have eyes, and nothing else but eyes. I found here, sorry?
Ice blocks.
You know, you come and tell me,
I use
this method, and I found here, look people, here I prove.
You're missing the point I'm making. What I'm saying is, he goes through his procedure, which everybody accepts, in my view, mistakenly. He ends up with a sample.
No, it's not mistaken. That is the procedure to prove the existence of retroviruses. That is the procedure of choice.
I think the problem with it, due to the, basically, well, there are two things. The most important problem is that when people talk about, for example, samples of ribosomes, you know, ribosomal fractions, they cut up ribosomes into little tiny bits, and you can't assume that the stuff which you find, okay, they find little bits of ribosomes. Mm-hmm. They say, right, all the stuff in this neighbouring area must be ribosomal. They've used such enormous pressures, right, such enormous g-force on it, that it could be anything else in the cell that will kind of migrate into there. So you can't assume that all the neighbouring stuff is a ribosome. Now, what I'm saying is, with this HIV thing, I don't know, whatever he did, he presumably chopped stuff up, and he went through all this business of using special gradients and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's the generally accepted procedure, but if that procedure is faulty, would not be surprising if he ends up with something which he believes in good faith to be what he says it is.
No, it can't be in good faith. That is not good faith, sorry. When you look at it and you don't sign it...
Well, he's gone through the procedure in good faith.
But it's not the procedure which is important.
It is. He hasn't understood that the procedure is faulty.
No, the procedure is not faulty.
The procedure is not faulty.
The procedure is not faulty. Not only... Just a second. Where did you come with that conclusion that the procedure is faulty?
Oh, it's... Certainly
I know who. Just a second.
You? Who?
Who?
Might have been Benio. No, I don't think Benio isn't that kind of thing.
No,
anyway,
the
procedure is not faulty. It's not
nothing. You mustn't go away. You mustn't leave this. This is the guts of the topic.
Exactly.
If you leave this, then you know it's not going to change, because this is what it's all about. And this procedure, you know, purification of virtual mode, was established right in block 8. They did this properly before. There's nothing new about it. You didn't invent it.
Any of the procedure of choice, according to all the retrovirology,
it's not just sort of subtegment of the imagination or cosmic influence, or whatever you say, it's some cosmological phenomenon. It is actually a specific bit. If you don't have that, you don't have it.
Well, I'm sure that that's what's intended.
Well, if people wish to believe in retrovirus particles when there are no retrovirus particles, then so be it.
We're looking at it from slightly different points.
We're just saying if you had a retrovirus, you don't stare down a microscope and say it's a bacteria. I mean, we can see bacteria.
Oh, I think you've got greater faith in the...
No, that
was validated originally.
There are pictures of these things.
Well...
It's not a matter of faith, it's a matter of fact.
You mean electron micrographs?
Sure, right. They just didn't do for this what they've done for the apple. And that didn't worry.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Now, let me tell you. In 1973, the meeting I think was in 1972, the Pasteur Institute, there was a big meeting where they discussed, some part of the meeting discussed retroviral regulation. The secretary of that meeting was the second author of the first paper which says, prove the existence of HIV.
Sorry, it's to do with retroviruses.
Yes. There was a meeting where they discussed retroviral isolation, including the technique in density gradients.
Right.
The secretary of that meeting was the second author of the Montagnier paper on HIV, on the first HIV paper.
You're happy that work was all done properly?
Sorry?
You're happy that all the work on retroviruses was done properly? Well, they have confirmed to cause diseases and so on.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Sorry, I'm just asking.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you, that method was accepted by the principal and second author of the Montagnier paper.
Right, are you saying that all the work on retroviruses was completely sound, that they were definitely proven to be?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that according to retrovirologists, including the principal and second author of the first paper who proved the existence of HIV, used that method. And they said, to claim purification, one must have electron micrograph picture which shows that it has, you have there nothing else but particles in the same.
How did that second author square this up?
Well, how about the first author?
Well,
because she was there too. She presented a paper. We have the paper.
Well, okay, the point about the 1973 paper is to lay down guidelines about retroviruses and how they're isolated.
And they used it. They did all of it. The only thing which they didn't do is to give us a picture of the material where they say has eyes there, pure eyes, and they never give us that picture.
But when the second author went along with that, the author was never...
The first and the second author.
The first
then. Yeah, it was them. They were the first and the second author, and they said...
Who were they? Do you remember their names?
Of course I do. Barrès-Sinoussi and Jean-Claude Charmaine. François Barrès-Sinoussi.
Both French.
They were French. They are the people who proved... Well, it's not Montagnier. Montagnier was the...
Boss.
The boss.
The
they are the ones who did the work. It's Barrès-Sinoussi and Jean-Claude Charmaine. And they said, that is the minimum. Think what you have to do is to take a picture and show that there you have only eyes and nothing else. Or eyes, hoops, which are the same size.
This is what they might have seen.
How would they have known what some...
How do they know
what HIV was supposed to look like?
No, it was supposed to look like a retrovirus. And all the retroviruses have some characteristics in common, like a diameter of 100 to 120 nanometers.
You know,
there are some morphological characteristics which are common to all retroviruses.
Montaigne may have well taken a picture of this material and that's what it would have looked like. That's what he has been published in.
These are taken out of...
These are the 1997.
This is one of the virologists.
In his base? Yeah.
So I guess a bit of this liquid, bang it onto a...
That's a picture. Yeah, they take it.
There's an electron microwave, it's not in there.
That's the purified one.
That's the stuff they use to make all
the agents
infected with HIV. Mm. So now,
tell me, which one is HIV? Which one is pure? Would you
regard any of that as pure? Can you tell me
what
the difference between the three pictures? Well, the third one
looks
different
from
the two pictures. Yeah, that was the one I got off the website.
You see?
From what he said.
If he had them, then he obviously didn't think they were HIV, because he said there were no particles that were of retroviruses in this person.
You see, that is the crucial thing. You cannot say the method. It's not the method. It's not important what method you're using. It is important that when you say that I have in this bucket nothing else, but eyes, hoops, which are all the same size, then you must prove.
If you do this technique with something generally accepted to be retroviral, I don't know what, cold or something, do you get a much more homogeneous set of...
Yes, there are pictures.
Which Barrès-Sinoussi and Jean-Claude Charmaine publish.
Since there's nothing wrong with the technique. They have a technique. They have a great technique for purifying viruses because they look at it and go,
but really, what Montagnier should have said, no, excuse me, this is well said, this is very important.
Yeah.
Montagnier used this technique, and then he should have said, we used this technique. We took pictures, we could not find nothing there, which looked like a retrovirus, So either the technique is not good, or we don't have a retrovirus. That's what he should have said. He didn't even say, even the girls' children, you know, came to that conclusion. That is the only thing you should say. Either the method was not good, we have there some retroviruses, but we couldn't get it. Or there are very few or something, but we couldn't get any. Instead, he called it, after he looked, in effect he used the word, even after Roman effort. We couldn't see anything there which had a typical morphology of retroviruses, And that was, he said, but 14 years after.
So
you might
wonder,
why did
that inside
of it?
Well,
this
one does.
In a pure?
Well, pure or impure. I mean, wilder in person, you there was nothing going to look like a picture of the ice. You know, you know, that's exactly what it's not.
Well,
it is exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, it's very complicated.
It's not complicated. It's only, apes are complicated. There's nothing complicated. If you say you go to a zoo and there's an ape, there's no ape, you're wrong. If you have a method for purifying something, then it's not there. It's not there.
No. Even if you don't say it's not there, you should say, if it's not there, or we couldn't see it with our method. You don't say that we went to the zoo and we had there nothing else but apes.
That's funny. I hadn't realized what your... the whole basis of your argument,
isn't it? That's not the whole basis.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize it was this, that's what you're saying.
Well, not exactly, it's not a whole lot. We have attacked AIDS and HIV from every single point of view.
That's a critically important thing. Yes, you understand.
Do you treat these popular things like Geller's book on hunting, it's called Hunting Virus or Retrovirus?
Virus.
Such as virus. Is that an account of it somewhere?
Yeah.
It's gate around it.
Oh, yes. What do you mean? This is all very understandable by ordinary people. They're not understandable by anybody. That's the problem. They're stuck. See, I asked the question, why does Montaigne go to the world and discover the world? And I asked the side, but they're not allowed to go to the future. These are the only features which exist.
14 years after.
There's still no more. In fact, let me show you something.
It's arrived yesterday.
I mean, if you haven't got HIV, if you haven't got proof of the existence of HIV, how can you have an HIV theory?
That's a good question.
And certainly there is no proof of it.
This came out last week. This is the CDC's thing on recommendations. It's got this picture on it. Okay? The picture doesn't have a sound bar, which allows you to work out how big those particles are.
No
decent scientist in the world would have a picture of that sound bar, which you can't tell.
That is from a culture. And in culture you can induce particles like this in any culture. It's good, your blood.
That's not this sort of thing. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. That's true. But what I'm trying to say here is that you can't tell how big they are. And that's one of the first things you look at. You see?
What does it say in
that? Oh, it's just a clinician to tell my approach to this, which really hates emotions. So let's put that there and make it look pretty.
You see, there's a tie thing somewhere.
And people can see it.
Well, there's the AIDS virus. Yeah, that doesn't even look like what HIV is supposed to look like anyhow.
It's not
a retrovirus at all. So, don't worry about it. Just to show you that it's alive and well. Yeah, see, there is a size bar on there.
Yes.
See the something down the bottom of the right-hand corner of that picture there?
Yeah.
That is a size bar. The electron microscope, just put them on.
There you go, sir. Just some questions here.
That's CME for doctors. That's so you can get points for saying you're keeping up to date. That's part of it. You can answer those questions, send them to someone, and you get points, and so you're up to date.
And you are fit to practice.
What's the serious doctors do about this kind of stuff?
Well, most doctors don't make it. It's my prediction. The average doctor never sees an AIDS patient.
No.
My GP colleagues can tell us that. They always put that back in my mind.
That's why I think this is one of the reasons that HIV and AIDS have been going for so long.
Because
it's so rare. Doctors in general and the population at large are not interested.
How do they square that up with the idea that it's supposed to be a Chinese epidemic, imperiling half the world?
Exactly. Where is it? Sorry.
Well, that was the view.
Well, did you see how many HIV positive people you have in India? Heterosexual.
Yeah.
We have the figure. Maybe they will come up and show it to us. Like Alex Russell, that information. There are about 103, around 100 men and about 100 women. Up till 2000, I think. Why? Men and women who got HIV heterosexually. if there were thousands, about 9,000 of Africans, and I don't know how many thousand of Asians, how is this possible? They live in England.
That's true. What happened about Mbeki? What's the... I've been out of touch with this for about a year or so. What was the outcome of this conference?
The other side of the image.
Why do you think so?
The opposition were incredibly not white. And when I state the rules,
who tell you that you can have something can cause a disease, even if it is not necessary and sufficient for the disease.
The dissidents themselves were somewhat at odds with each other, unfortunately. They did agree in the conference agreed to the experiments that were published in the report, and then they were after the conference, which was proven or disproven to be released conclusively.
That was one experiment.
Yes, we were close to
society had come about that the HIV as a sort of thing, like a landmine with a lock on it?
Well, that is
an
imagination. Theoretically, not theoretically, that's the definition of retrovirus. Retroviruses are, according to the best retrovirologists and really the expert on electron microscopy on retroviruses. That retroviruses are particles of diameter of 100 to 120 nanometers with, in their surface having, spikes. Spikes.
So what is electron microscopy called?
They have at least they have the diameter of 100 to 120 nanometers in spikes on their surfaces. 100 to 120.
It's about a tenth of that, sir.
I ask him. Because I couldn't believe myself. I did it. And I wanted someone to verify it.
There are 140. Interestingly, the particles in the other article show the same sort of pictures. The other one is 234. And the other one is more different direction. And this is important. When we ask best to explain how come this is a virus, is HIV twice the size of that HIV?
That's
You forgot the most important thing. No particle today has been published which has spikes on their surface. What you see on TV and everywhere else.
It's computer-generated images.
Yes,
or if you look at the pictures, you look at the one I just showed you from the CDC, there's no spikes.
There's nowhere. Nobody knows. And he tried very much. I mean, he is the best. There's no doubt. Yes. And yet he couldn't come with particles which have spikes.
How do you know there are spikes?
Because that's what retroviruses are.
How do you know that?
Well, they have 15 other retroviruses.
I mean, there are electron microviruses with spikes also.
There are other retroviruses. For example, there are sarcoma viruses.
Mm. Singing mice, isn't it?
Yes.
Chickens. R-O-U-X. Is that the only case found of the virus causing cancer?
Well, we're not going to discuss.
The important thing is, says he believes absolutely no HIV exists, but he says it's the same. He says at the very end, I know it might have something.
The journalist says to him, well, has anyone published pictures of the purifying virus? Are there any pictures? He didn't say anything. Are there any pictures of purifying virus? And he said, oh, yeah, I can see it. It does. But where? Oh, There must be something.
It says it's not important.
It's not important.
In fact, the idea that you can actually, you could actually have a purified rice preparation and not
But you cannot say that you have a purified rice preparation when you don't have it.
That's right. But if you had never taken a picture, it is possible that you could have purified rice, but just not know it. And firmly believe that all your other biochemical type tests would have had to actually say you've done it. But when you take a picture and you can't find anything that looks like it, or you see that sort of junk, then you know it's still called it purified HIV.
But you
cannot... But these blokes don't call it purified HIV, don't they? They change their tack a little bit.
Not literally. You know what they call this? They call these pictures purified microvesicles.
Microvesicles are still what time. So, our problem, you see, is your reaction to those pictures is interesting. That doesn't phase you as much as it phases us.
Oh.
Our problem is that we have to develop...
But no. What really bothers me, and I got thought, it's not these pictures, but they don't, is that Montagnier tells me he looks, he hasn't got anything there which looks like what he says. And then he says, not only that he has it, but it's pure. Yeah. I mean, that's what bothers. Really.
The question is, why are people believe this stuff is that HIV? There are. This is only one part of the experiment, where the isolation of HIV. There are other sections to it. And again, the results of those experiments are consistent with the infection management of the people before that they investigate, which they put together. The analogy we use is that if you take a motor car and use it, you'll have a loss of energy and what you're steering your tire. Right, you know that. But if you find an energy problem, and you are interested in driving a car,
I would have thought this is much less conclusive than that, because Steyr was a pretty world effect.
No, but the other bits of evidence, forget the pictures, they look at enzymes and other things, they don't, it doesn't work backwards. On a breed, you don't know which house you put. On a breed, it doesn't matter, it's a Tash. What's your views on the Western plot tests?
Totally
unprovident.
Yeah. Why is it? Anybody ever say that?
Because
I believe the others
have been there
in the process. But it's not true.
Why should I
encourage it? Let me put it this way. To do an antibody test, you need two things. The HIV proteins in
well,
the blood.
You're talking about the, yeah, in particular, you're talking about the HIV antibody test.
Yeah, I'm talking about HIV. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking, we forget the rest. And the rest is remains to be discussed. Then, where do they obtain the HIV proteins? What do? They take these proteins from here.
The whole thing.
It's purified rice.
That's what they take. They take this whole thing. And then they put it there, and they react it with your blood.
Is that both the United and Western blood?
The difference is that in the lungs they have all these proteins there, in the Western blot, they separate the proteins.
But if it was genuinely a purified thing, then that would work.
That's why you need, no, it won't work. But one of the conditions you need, you have to take the proteins with the HIV, and in here, you can't say that you have HIV proteins. In fact, in one of the studies, they took the proteins which they obtained from the purified virus and the proteins which they obtained for a mock virus, that is, a material which is obtained using exactly the same method, but from cultures which are not infected with HIV, and the proteins were exactly the same. Proof that you don't have HIV there, because if you had HIV, there should be some difference in the proteins. So what they are using in the...
I thought it was kind of obvious anyway. It's the false, so-called...
No. That is not... Even if there were HIV proteins, you see, that's why That's why it's so big a difference between us and the rest. You can have false antibodies to every, to anything. Even if you, you are 100% sure that these are HIV proteins in your ELISA or Western blood, you can still have them reacting with some antibodies which are present in people which are not infected, and then we'll give you a false test.
You think false positives always occur with these tests?
With, always with antibody tests.
You think all the tests
No. The antibody test, no.
Yeah, it's, it's the wrong word, isn't it?
No, you're right. With the antibody, all the antibody tests.
I mean, it says, printed on them, it says, these tests are...
100% specific,
yes,
no.
I thought there were warnings printed on them saying that they can't be relied on.
You might have heard it.
Do you think, what part of Well can pay in it? Because obviously there's a financial thing, and Well can have made a lot of money out of it. I think, and those are... analogous to nurses coming out of procedure, which they believe in, but which in fact is harmful.
Chief executive officer on individual sides. I mean, they're all caught up in this, like, well, I've got their couple of them. They've got a boy. But someone's put that warning in there. Yeah, this is not good. This is something that you don't know in the box. I've tried to find out why, actually. I've tried to find out the Australian distributors. He said they didn't know that. They've been blamed American lawyers. They're going to the court. That's what they said. But I mean, you can't get this better to talk about. I'm trying to say that you've actually got a signal from the area. The kids are facing out. And it's going to happen fast and it is. People don't want to talk to you. But I'm trying to do it.
Well, you don't get answers. Put it that way. You put questions and you don't get answers.
But they will go on for a while until they find out what you're trying to do. What are you trying to do? But you see, well, this question, what is interesting is we asked a question 10 years ago about this. We said, look, you know, in Australia, in the Western plot, you've got to have a certain combination of antibody reactions to be positive and the antibody. In Australia, it's poor.
Right.
Now, we wrote it for the possibility. Okay, but if you've got 3 or 2 or 1, you've only got 3 or 2 or 1, you've got to find it, but not infected. But you've still got the antibodies, so what are those antibodies? They're reacting to the test, they're not HIV, because you're not infected. And the question we then put was, well, if that's true for 3, why is it true for 1?
You see, but the worst thing is that in Australia you need 4 banks, 4 proteins on there.
Yes, I know, you've got that 8 or something,
yeah.
Litmus paper.
Yeah, yeah. So you need 4 in Australia, but if you have 3 in Australia, or if you have 2, then you are not infected. These antibodies there are due to something else which react with the HIV protein. But if you're in America, and if you have 2, not 3, even if you have 2, you're positive.
Just 2.
Yeah. The same thing in Africa. In fact, up to 1990, in the best study ever, the epidemiological study, which we have in any other The Mac study. One. In gay men. Only one.
Which means that there are anybody's at least 1 in 7 people that have been in the church at least 1 in 7 people. So they're all interested in the church. So we argue, well, you know, more anybody should go out to work and have any sense of training. And therefore, people are supposed to have more to the world to change questions. So they're all interested in the church. So they're all interested in the church. So they're all interested in the church. So, that's why we say, probably, all possible natural features, especially the ones which are not in nature.
Not probably, we say
definitely. We say probably in the sense that we have a proof that it's not there. We've got science there. And therefore, balance of features is the ones in our certain spaces.
But why I'm so strong is because other people argue against HIV. And the HIV antibody by saying, I tested positive and now I'm negative. Or, you know, that is not an argument against the antibody. That is not an argument against the HIV theory.
It's a good way to
pursue
a doctor.
Yes, you have reason to pursue a doctor if your doctor told you that you were infected. But it's not against the HIV theory and it's not against HIV. For the HIV antibodies. Because every single antibody, doesn't matter to what, if you do antibody test to syphilis, to the organ which causes syphilis, or to the organ which causes TB, or to some people will test positive without being infected. So, but you cannot say that Treponema pallidum doesn't cause syphilis, or it doesn't exist, or the antibody tests are and no good.
Yeah,
you know, it's a big difference between what we are saying and what most of the other diseases are saying. No, not most, all of the other diseases are saying.
And it does confuse people.
It confuses people.
We admit that there's a correlation between the diseases, but it's not why.
How do you, what about the actual case definition? You know, they, so it's very slippery things to debate. You've got experience, obviously, with ill people, patients.
Yes.
Are you happy with that if somebody came in that we can confidently say they had AIDS, or that the physician could come up? I thought my perception of AIDS is basically it was gay men, homosexual men, where they took lots of drugs and they were basically very ill. You know, they had lots of sex and had lots of drugs and they made them ill. You know,
that's
took poppers and stuff.
That's true. Well, that's not the worst. She said to me, this guy's suffering from disease, and I thought he was going to say, I'm not concerned. He's got AIDS. Saying he's got AIDS is like saying this guy's really close.
You
think
so?
What is it surprising?
AIDS is like... Well, it's tuberculosis, you've got various... Almost everything except AIDS, you've got specific things, partly, which are not understood or something like that. You've got smallpox, you've got these very distinctive... Well, exactly, yeah. But with AIDS, it's not. You might have Kaposi's if you had Kaposi's, you might have various kinds of tools.
They get around, it's just
including all these
researchers.
Yes, I know they do.
No, what they do, they say, a life will down the infectious setting. HIV does not cause the disease directly. It causes indirectly.
Yeah.
By decreasing the T4.
Let me ask you, would you be happy to... He seems to think that you can be fairly sure that somebody has AIDS. Whereas I would have thought you've got some homosexual, almost always, who's very ill through prolonged use of drugs and all sorts of weird chemicals and poppers.
Well, they'll never say that you're sure.
Someone says someone's got AIDS, and if they fulfill the definition of the CDC, whatever the current definition is, I'm happy to understand what they mean. Well, exactly what you mean. What's the problem?
Well, I thought you'd have to say Africa, there's loads of people.
But it's not just today. Well, just I came, he told me, if I read in a newsletter, which I have not, that a child here was given rice milk instead of being fed properly, and it was malnourished, looks like, and died. Died from disseminated candida. Now, nobody said that that child died from AIDS.
But if
that child had a positive test,
and if
the poor child, or if it was to a mother, was positive, even if the child was malnourished and died for totally different reasons, the child would have been AIDS.
Are
you saying you're happy with that definition?
Well, not sick with the AIDS definition, but
I thought there's an awful lot of marginal cases.
No, we're not happy with the definition. Nobody says that this
can't happen. I'm not quite happy with the definition. If I fulfill the definition, I have AIDS. So
there must be an awful lot of, I presume, there's an awful lot of, okay, there's not very many people who have this thing.
Well, there are many people who have it.
Just me saying it's extremely rare. I would have thought there are actually very many marginal cases, particularly American homosexuals in the 70s and 80s, who had some of them, but not others, because they were ill, but not. Just didn't happen to.
I can't understand why you're saying you're happy with the definition.
The definition is a definition. If someone says we are going to call this AIDS, you can call it anything you like.
But what
are you happy with its correspondence with the real world?
Scientifically,
does it divide people into two groups?
Total rubbish. Someone says to me that the next friend's got AIDS, I know that he's going to have crazy cyclone or TB or the other sisters, who's going to have no microbacterium ailments, no one's going to have any body test, no low CV.
But maybe he's got four of those, but not, but he doesn't have TB and doesn't have.
Oh, well, he has to have one. I know exactly what, they don't have to explain about the definition, I know what they're talking about. But if you say to me, this is a syndrome distinguishable from non-AIDS type disease, and a positive test proof for infection of the virus, I would say, well, I don't believe that.
But even that, they don't stick to that either. It's not only a different set of diseases. You can have AIDS in Africa, even if you are not tested.
You can even have AIDS in America, which is it's a totally crazy definition. What's important is whether that person is affected by the virus, because most people are going to be tested on the skin. I read that thing I just showed you, and one is different scripts for
I don't collect
the drugs. It's amazing.
Look, the whole thing is
a shame.
Totally, yeah.
Totally.
HIV/AIDS,
treatment.
But
I don't like the term AIDS. I like the term AIDS. Because that gets out of the situation where we have AIDS. And that infection, which you can't believe, you can't believe the infection. So.
Look, it's too, as I said, the only the reason that this whole thing survived for so long is because it doesn't affect too many individuals in the developed countries. If it was, it would not have survived. And I'm not saying
the effect would have been more straight negotiations.
But if I could have done this, it's to do with this good sense. Huge numbers of partners. That's drugs. Non-disclosure agreement. If people want to make money out of it, you just have a non-disclosure agreement, you pay them out $1 million or something. But nothing is further heard of it.
Well, I mean, one corporation
or
something, it doesn't go there for money.
Right, it could happen. The problem is then you'd get, you'd go on for years, wouldn't it? Because there's indefinite amounts of, let me say, obfuscation could be
spoiled. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I reckon.
Well, there are many people who think there's something wrong, but nothing happened. I say, the only thing is, I think the whole thing is due to metals they've done. I'm so sorry, I mean, you know, and she was a physicist.
Well, what about the American journals, what about the New England journals? I'm sure that's just as prestigious as Nature, isn't it?
Well, they are more on the side of the clinical you know, treat them in.
I don't know why she's playing Maddox and not all the other ones as well.
No, because Maddox, you know, science in Nature, Woman of the Year, they are the most prestigious journals, and Maddox has supported so much the field. He never ever accepted anything from us. We have sent so many papers to him.
I suppose that's true. What about his successor?
How can people sort of happy people carry on like this when they're ready to do it? It just happens like that. It happened with the story of the Soviet war, but
that's some examples of missing. There's the seminal advice. Although apparently he dug it up his own case, something by writing very wild stuff about, you know, what he got, what he washed out in lime water. Apparently, yeah, calcium. Everything is weird, apparently. I mean, you have to read the original, don't you?
What's
the point?
Yeah, I don't know what I think. May I really know there's so much money involved in it? We don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It is the what I know is not the science. And not the thing. It's that there's so much money and so much influence.
They come to you in desperation.
The doctor gets a test result from the lab and says, well, that's it. Every doctor with no relationship to the lab is gone. Every doctor has no idea. Every doctor has no idea what it's missing. It could even be wrong. I should have.
Okay, I'm sure that's true. So what you do to give them, you tell them what you know, you give them advice, these women, for presumably
medical.
You don't get involved.
What, for a long time?
6 weeks.